Now, you know, boys and girls, that sometimes people make lists. We've talked about that before. When they go shopping, they make a list of all the things they've got to get at the shop. So they make a shopping list. So sometimes also people make a to-do list. Things that they've got to do, because we've all got so much to do. And sometimes people say, oh dear, I've got so much to do. And you've got lots of things to do as well, haven't you? You've got to get dressed. That's something you've got to do. You've got to brush your teeth. You've got to go to school. You've got to eat your breakfast. There are so many things that people have got to do. And then there are also things that you have to do. That is the boy I want to be a player in the mother of the coffee. And it was never to happen. That was one of the things I wasn't able to do. Some people can do other things. Some people can do swimming. Some people can jump very high or run very fast. Some people can write very well, and writing is terrible. They just can't do it. Some people can't do sums. So there are things that we've got to do, and that we've got something, we've got to make a list, because we've got so many things to do. We make a list, and then there are those things that we can do. But here's something I'd like to tell you today. There are some things that we can make God do. Something people think we can just pray and make God do things. And there are some things that we can't make God do. Not you. Think about this. There's a wee boy in the bus at the end of this before. Time out of me from here, and I'm repeating myself. But there's a wee boy in the bus, and he was making an awful noise in the bus. And his mummy was saying, "My child, he's got a noise." And then he said to his mummy, he said, "Mummy, do you love me?" And his mummy said, "Yes, when you're good." When you're good, it would be awful if God just loved us. When you're good, wouldn't it? Oh, well. But you see, you can't make God love you, because He always loves you anyway. And you can't make Him not love you, because God loves you even when you don't deserve it, when you don't merit it, when you've not done anything to deserve His love. God still loves you. You can't make Him love you, and you can't make Him not love you. That's just the way God is. So you see, there are things in life you have to do and get on with. And everybody's busy, but we've all got so much to do. There are some things you can't do. Nobody can make God love them, because God already loves them. But also, nobody can make God not love us, because God loves us even when we don't deserve it and we don't merit it. We're going to say a prayer together now. So, clasp your hands and close your eyes, for the little men, everybody can say a prayer after me. God our Heavenly Father,
God our Heavenly Father,
we thank you today,
we thank you today,
that you are love.
That you are love.
And that you love us.
And that you love us.
Even when we don't deserve it.
Even when we don't deserve it.
Amen. We're going to sit down a nice hymn as the dear grandson.